afternoon. Happy Thursday. I think it's Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's a Thursday.
We'll call Thursday. I love Thursday. Thursday's the new Friday. Yeah. This is Gregory Rich, and I am sitting in for the majestic Matt McNeil.
He's not venerable anymore?
You know, I got to crank it up. I mean, have you met Matt? I mean, honestly, swan-like, graceful, breathtaking, I think, would be the proper way of expressing a description of Matt McNeil.
When I think of Matt McNeil, I think Mother Teresa. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
I just pictured him in a habit, and that was not a pretty sight. I was already out of the Catholic Church before this started, but you have just made sure I will never go back.
No. I think the resemblance you have to someone else probably wouldn't work for being in the Catholic Church.
But Matt McNeil is not available. He is, I believe, in Kenya currently training rhinos to perform CPR on themselves, which I think is a tremendously progressive way to handle the poaching problem, don't you?
I agree. What was he doing yesterday? I liked what he was doing yesterday. He was reattaching salamander tails in the Amazon, I think.
Yes, he was. Now chasing each salamander down one at a time with their tail in hand, prepared to make that salamander whole.
And now today he's in Africa and he's teaching rhinos CPR.
Yes. That is how he spends his time. He is that much of a giver, and he is that much of a forward thinker. You know, you save one rhino, and you got a rhino that's alive. You teach a rhino CPR, and you could save the entire herd.
That's some logic right there.
You can't argue with it.
Mm-mm.
You can't argue with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my swan song. I've been sitting in for Matt all this week, and I have really, really enjoyed this. And I want to say, callers, folks who have taken a moment or two to dial in, I so appreciate it. It has been an absolute trip. It has been a delight. And today, I'm used to saying tonight, Drinking the Style is usually a nighttime show. And that's my regular show, by the way, on Sundays at 5 p.m., Saturdays at 7 p.m., and available as a podcast on iTunes, Podcaster, or whoever else. But today is my last chance to sit in this show or in this chair. And as I said to you, Brett, I'm going to go for it because I am so angry right now. I am whipped into a lather, and I'm going to bathe my listeners in that lather as best I can.
And what could go wrong by adding rum into the equation?
That is truly right. What could go wrong? We're drinking Mount Gay XO Rum, which was a gift from the lovely and delightful Marie Lemaire, who is going to be my guest this weekend on Saturday on Drink in the Style. She is a sailor, and this is apparently the de facto cocktail. You know, I'm also feeling really good since I'm doing some plugs, I should say. Before the show, I went down to Roots Chiropractic in St. Louis Park.
Oh, right. I remember when they were on your show. Yeah.
They were. We were talking about healthfulness right before we went into chiropractic or into quarantine. And they have this really unique style of chiropractic medicine. They're not back crackers. They don't do any harsh adjustment. What they really do is they kind of do a certain level of spinal manipulation, a very light touch, trying to reconnect your energy and make sure that you have a proper flow. I don't fully understand how it works. They kind of grab your legs and LJ, LaShonda, Dr. LaShonda Zhang is my person. And she adjusts your legs back and forth. She has you turn your head to the right and then she moves it again. It's just this really gentle manipulation. And somehow when she's done, you can feel the blood moving better through your entire back. So there's a plug for Roots Chiropractic in the Texatonka Plaza in St. Louis Park. They're open for business, and you should go see them. But back to my lather, if I may. Are you ready?
I am ready. We might need to go to Roots Chiropractic after.
I know. I'm tensing up just as I'm undoing everything LJ did. Here's the subject matter, And here's the thing that's got me so pissed off. All right, it's coming down to this, and this is going to cost me a lot of Facebook friends because I repost these on my personal Facebook page. But I have had it with the Republican Party. I am just so utterly disgusted by the entire party and everyone who is an elected representative of it. that the subject matter we're going to talk about today and the solution we're going to try to find, and one that I can propose, is how do we destroy the Republican Party as an entity? How do we take this group that once was a venerable, well-intentioned, progressive, you could even say, in some certain points, but, you know, pro-American party, and has degenerated into a band of short-sighted thugs and vile critters who are literally, with every breath they take, destroying the future of the United States of America?
I'm kind of with you on that, yeah, because all they care about is, well, if we get a few issues that we're happy about, well, who cares if you're out there
well, I mean, it's not
colluding with federal or foreign governments and so on and so on.
And that's just it. So what got me so angry was I was watching the hearing. I was watching parts of the hearing yesterday where they had two extremely respected career members of the Department of Justice who came forward to say what Bill Barr is doing to this entity, to this part of our government, is un-American, is terrible, and is dangerous. And not one of them, not only did they not want to figure out whether this is the case or not, all they cared about was trying to discredit these people in front of them. And they are elected. They have taken a solemn oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and they couldn't care less. There's not a moment, there wasn't a moment of consideration of, you know what? Gee, maybe you're right. Maybe justice and the Department of Justice is more important than the upcoming election cycle. And as I watched it, and there was this one where one of the prosecutors was remote because apparently he had a newborn child, and I understand there's some other health issues associated with that, and he didn't want to expose himself to potential COVID. And instead of asking him meaningful questions about what he was talking about, he just personally maligned him for not coming and sitting in front of the group. And it's just, I'm just furious. If you can find that clip or something, you can find that. I may ask you to find another clip. But I was just furious. And you know, tons of my friends, tons of my neighbors are Republicans. I've been mentioned several times. I myself was a Republican for half of my life. And I've always kind of danced around this a little bit, and I've always kind of accepted, you know, how a Republican thinks and what their general intentions are as opposed to the actual outcome of their policies. But at this point, if you are aware, if you are watching what's happening, whether it was the impeachment hearing, which never happened, of course, the trial, or this, if you are watching these things and you are a Republican, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be madder than I am, because your party that you feel is the responsible party in government is actually becoming nothing but a cancer that is eating away at the very fundamental root, the health of this society and this nation. And you're turning my kids' future from what should be their birthright of justice and freedom, and you are turning this into a banana republic where you have absolutely no interest in society or the preservation of these liberties. Damn.
Wow.
Thank you.
Got that off your chest, but you're not wrong in what you're saying, though.
No. Yeah. I mean, and we all know it. I know I'm preaching to the choir, and I know people are out there shaking their heads right now in agreement, because we are AM 950. And if you listen to the station, chances are you are like-minded. But it's just, you can't say it enough. You have to be aware. And again, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And as I was speaking to somebody yesterday, this person said to me, you know, I just don't know what I'm going to do in November because, God, I can't bring myself to vote for Joe Biden. Are you insane? How can you? I would vote for literally anyone in the world before I would vote again for Donald Trump, or choose not to vote and allow Donald Trump to come in and have another term, because that is truly the death of America. So, so that is the key. But I do have an idea of how we're going to overcome this problem, how we're going to destroy the Republican brand. And I am excited about this. And it's not going to make me any friends in a lot of different groups. But here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah, because this is the important part. Yeah, we set the table. This is what's wrong with the Republicans, but now we need a solution for it.
Yep.
Exactly.
This is the problem is the Republicans are irredeemable. They have to be taken. We have to destroy this group. They cannot simply fall back into what they are before. That's not enough. They have to be truly and totally devastated completely. So here's what I'm thinking. All right. It goes back to what we talked about on Tuesday a little bit, brand awareness. My experience is a lot of people who I know are Republicans because they associate the Republican Party with prudence and success. And the winners of the world are Republicans. The makers are Republicans. The takers are Democrats. We're the ones who are thinking. We're the ones who are the elite. When nothing could be further from the truth if you stop and think about what's happening around us. So I think what we need to do is we have to break the Republican Party in half. We have to separate the two wings, the northern blue state Republicans and to some extent maybe even the western Republicans who are generally regular normal people.
Ooh, I got to disagree with you there on that one.
All right. Well, we can go into it.
Yeah,
Don't worry. But, you know, those people against the people who are the Trumpers in the deep ruby red South, the folks who are sitting there and spouting off hate and vileness and justifying everything under an assumption that because they go to church every Sunday, Jesus loves them and therefore nothing else matters. The folks who literally would be happy if we became not the United States of America, but the United States of Alabama and just devastate the entire country and reduce it to this backwards redneck area. Redneck. So here's how we do it. It's got to be a massive northern marketing campaign. And all we have to do is make sure that we are highlighting, we are taking those pictures of those terrible, uneducated, unhealthy, unwell, nasty southern Republicans and putting that up over and over and over again until we can sponge away the concept of the Rockefeller Republican and the three-piece suit and this is Ward Cleaver giving wise advice and replace it instead with this is who you are right now. You are Billy Bob who is sitting there spouting off racist hate, talking about not needing no education, talking about, you know, not paying the damn taxes, and including when you call yourself a patriot. You know, to me, a patriot these days means somebody who is just a loudmouth, who is ignorant, and who cares about nothing but shooting their guns and avoiding paying any taxes. So we need to take all of those images and under one complete and total system, make that their brand endlessly. So there it is. That's my solution. But we got a call. Randy from St. Cloud is on, and I really enjoyed speaking with Randy the other day. So, Randy, welcome back to Matt's show.
Well, thank you very much. And, again, I want to address the beginning of the show when you hear Matt McNeil, you think Mother Teresa, and I think mother, but I don't necessarily, the end of that phrase is Teresa. That's all I can have to say.
McNeil, you brought this on yourself, brother. You brought this on yourself.
That's really true, but he cuts me off every time I call, so because I go on too long. But I couldn't disagree with you more about your solution.
Oh,
your problem is okay, but the solution, it's not. If it was just Southern Republicans causing a problem, we wouldn't have had a Minneapolis cop kneeling on a black man's neck for 9 minutes.
No,
if it
that's
was
her.
Just Southern Republicans causing this divide, we wouldn't have the bar up in Sartell with all of the Confederate flag stuff thumbing their noses at Governor Walz's stay-at-home, wear a mask.
I hear you now, but I think I must not have been completely clear because I wasn't saying that the Southern Republicans are the only problems. I'm saying that the Southern Republicans have taken over the party, and then I want to use their imagery as a weapon against those who are Republicans in blue states. But you're right. You're right. I mean, there are, quite honestly, uninformed, ignorant, nasty people who call themselves Republicans in Minnesota and other
spots.
I mean,
Michelle Bachmann, for instance.
Oh, God,
yeah,
right?
Well, and our president is from New York. He's from the southern part of New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hear you. But, I mean, you must have friends who are Republicans, correct?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Now, are they people who are kneeling on other people's necks or hanging Confederate flags?
But there are people who defend that.
I know. I know you may not be a racist, but being a racist is not a deal breaker, as the meme says.
Right. And the other part of the deal is to make it be the Republicans are the problem means that the Democrats are the solution. And I totally resist this blue no matter who, because all of the crap that's happening in our country is agreed to by both sides. This little fight back and forth is a show. They all voted for the first CARES, whatever they mm-hmm. called it.
Mm-hmm.
And people keep saying, well, there are $500 billion that went to big business. No, there was $500 billion that they allowed to leverage 10 times, which made it $5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And that money went to people that we don't know and we'll never get to talk to because they're in a club and we're not members and they're not going to let us in. Right. And so that problem is not just the Republicans. And this playing us off of each other is what keeps us distracted. The news media is a huge part of the problem because they don't cover stuff. Like today, President Trump is trying to get this clown, Jay Clayton, who's the head of the SEC, to replace the guy he fired from the Southern District.
Right.
Make him the Attorney General of the Southern District.
Right.
Well, this guy is been bilking investors his whole life. He was an attorney.
It's absurd. No, he is the problem. He is, and they're literally, he's putting the fox in charge of the hen house, as he's been doing on Room and Other. But here's the thing, Randy. What we're talking about is, how do we fix the problem? And in order to fix the problem, because it's a massive problem, and you're right, the media is a big part of it. And here's another thing. I'm not a Democrat. I fear that the Democrats are going to, you know, rebound from this, and, you know, they have their own series of problems they create. But we have to figure out how we can start to dismantle this whole thing. And I think if you look at it, the most important aspect is to break the Republican Party once and for all and just say, this is what happens when you allow yourselves to go off the rails.
Okay,
and there's no coming back.
And I agree that we should break the Republican Party, but, okay, so we get rid of Mitch McConnell, which is actually kind of possible right now. We don't know.
I'm really excited, right?
But if we get rid of Mitch McConnell, and we take over, the Democrats take over the Senate, who's in charge of, who's the majority leader there?
Chuck Schumer. I mean, again.
Is he much better?
No. Well, look, everybody. No, he is. He is much better.
No, he's
not because
much
he's good. But because.
He's a little tiny bit better.
Nope. I mean, Mitch McConnell is as horrible a human being as ever snuck out of the back door of God's workshop. And
he needs his tail reattached by Matt.
Matt's going to be gone next week because he's reattaching serpent tails yet again. Randy, I really have enjoyed speaking with you this week, and thank you for your input. Because you're right, I don't disagree with what you're saying in principle, but I do think we have to start to break stuff down, and we have to start somewhere. And the first and most repugnant part of what's gone wrong is the Republican Party has simply turned into some kind of soulless re-election zombie that has no interest in anything other than its own preservation. Brett, do we have time for it to take one more call, or should we go to a break? Tell me how to do this.
Let's go to break so we can get the phone lines open back up again.
Okay, we got a lot of people on the lines, folks. I am excited as all heck. This is the Matt McNeil Show. Stick around for a couple of minutes, and then you can come back, and maybe I have some more lather for you.
Like you've had too much wine at some order.
Not only does Rudy Luther Toyota have a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota certified used vehicle dealers in the country. Quality and low prices are benchmarks of Rudy Luther. They offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and feature incredibly low interest rates. This June, you can get financing at 0% on certified used RAV4s and Camrys for well-qualified buyers. But remember, this offer is only good for June. Find your next car today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
If your appliances have been limping along, or maybe you just wish they were so you could finally get that upgrade, now is the time to buy with Warner Stellion. Factory shutdowns are causing shortages in some categories, but Minnesota's own Warner Stellion has thousands of appliances in stock, including special buys no one else has. Plus, save an exclusive 5% with your Warner's card. You'll still enjoy free delivery and haul away by our trusted specialists. There won't be a better time, so don't wait. Save in-store or online at WarnerStellion.com.
Minnehaha Falls Landscaping creates outdoor environments that grow beauty and support health and wellness. We provide everything needed for people and pollinators to grow healthy together in the home landscape. Contact us for landscape renovations, patios, walkways, retaining walls, butterfly gardens, rain gardens, and bee lawns. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping is a business rooted in healthy soil. We rely on soil health to beautify landscapes, restore ecosystems, and protect pollinators. We love sharing our soil secrets with everyone. Visit us at MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Beat the heat for less at Minnesota's own Warner Stellion. Choose from window and wall air conditioners starting at $159. In stock and ready for pickup, or enjoy free delivery on orders over $299. Shop in-store or buy online at WarnerStellion.com.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz here. We're in an unprecedented battle against the COVID-19 virus. The state of Minnesota is doing everything possible to keep you safe, but we need your help. We need you to stay home, flatten the curve on COVID. Let's get through this thing together.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart who's become a member of AM950 over the last few weeks. You can become a member by simply heading over to AM950radio.com and donating. The membership response has been so great, we're planning on launching some brand new members-only content, like a monthly Tom Hartman interview and weekly updates with new content. Head over to AM950radio.com and declare, yes, I want to support AM950. For everyone who is a member, thank you so very much for your support, and thanks for listening to the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM950.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. This is Gregory Rich sitting in for Mr. McNeil, and I just tirated for the first 20 minutes of this program, but I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. It does help to get that off your chest when you're feeling something like that, where you're watching what's going on
right
in these hearings today.
Right.
Where were you? I didn't pick up on this, so honestly, they were just going after this guy because he wasn't there in person?
this was yesterday's hearing. I don't know if they were still doing it today, but yeah, this guy was calling in remotely, and the Republican congressman, I can't remember, I should know his name. Oh, is it Jim Johnson? I don't know.
Oh, Jim Jordan. That Jordan, sounds like you. Something he would do. Yeah.
And he sat there and he said, where are you right now? And he goes, I'm in my lawyer's office. How far is that from this building? It's about 5 minutes away. But you couldn't find the time to come down here. Other people are risking their lives to testify, and you won't. I'm like, how the hell is that even imaginable?
That's the problem. He's doing that on purpose. He's just trying to distract and change the subject. And
yeah.
It's infuriating, as you're saying.
And you have an obligation. This is our country. This is the country our kids have to grow up in, and you are allowing it to be turned into a banana republic. And you're using this for political. It just chafes my buttocks. Oh, yes. I said it, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to a man with a heavily chafed buttocks. Let's talk to another man who may or may not have chafing problems regarding his posterior. Matt from South Minneapolis. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Greg. I had to shave my long beard because of COVID so I could wear a mask.
Oh,
so, yeah,
good
know,
for you.
Feeling a little chafed.
I mean, they say that's why Hitler shaved off his handlebar mustache in World War II, is to use the gas masks. Never known if that's a myth or not.
I want to say that instead of being angry, I think we should call this what it is righteous indignation.
I like that. You're like, right.
I think we really... We've been told so many times, oh, don't get angry about this and that and so forth. But I believe, we're watching our country be completely decimated and destroyed. We have lost our world standing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you talking about that yesterday. And there are these people who just, talk about being patriotic and everything, and it's just baloney.
Right.
And so, you talking about calling them out and, destroying the Republican Party, using their own words against them, I don't know. And yes, does the Democratic Party have a lot of work to do? You betcha they do. But at the same time, if I'm looking at apples to apples there, the whole bag of Republican apples is completely rotten.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. I mean, think about this for a second. The beacon of reason, the only man standing who has apparently any awareness or interest in preserving the United States of America, is Mitt Romney, who was the face of capitalist cronyism and the 2008 economic meltdown. And this is the guy who everyone looks to now as the good guy in the Republican Party.
People would even say, right. Oh, why don't we make Romney the VP? They just have, not a lot of people that probably listen to our station, but there are a significant amount of people who think, oh, yeah, well, Romney's a good guy. Put him on the ticket with Biden.
Right? I mean, and he's a vulture capitalist.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was the reason that the economy crashed 12 years ago. Not personally, but he had a good deal to do with it, don't you think?
I believe, It is, you mentioned the savings and loan scandal yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and that, people were actually held accountable for that. And, I remember, the enthusiasm that I had for Obama, hoping, praying that he would hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. And, I liked Obama. I really did. But he really missed the boat when he didn't hold the bankers accountable.
Oh, Matt, you are so...
And then he didn't hold the Bush administration accountable.
You are so spot on. I feel exactly the same. And it's the reason that I can never truly say I'm an Obama fan. Because you know what? We needed to restore faith in our economy and accountability. And he just... He didn't even swing. I'd like to say swung and missed. He didn't. He didn't even try.
And the other part was the drone strikes.
Mm.
I was a pretty fervent Obama supporter, but the drone strike thing really like was like, damn, man, like,
right,
come on,
this is coming back to haunt us, and this is making us, this is turning us into the bad guys. We are not the bad guys. We're the United States of America, and we stand for the right things, or at least we're supposed to. Can't do it all the time, but
the Democratic Party needs to stand behind workers' rights. I mean, I'm a part of a union. I'm part of the Carpenters Union, and I'm also a musician, and I'm soon to be a part of the Musicians Union as well. Huh. And we have got to stand behind workers' rights, and we have certainly got to get behind a single payer, like a universal health care plan for everybody in the United States. And if the Democrats could get their heads out of their own
shaved bottoms,
rear end,
yeah,
we would have a successful platform to run on instead of like constantly having to argue about this.
I know.
I'll take my answer off the air. Gregory, thank you so much for talking and being an articulate voice in this madness. And we have to win. Huh. I'll talk to you guys later and just listen now.
Matt, thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate that call and all those kind words as well. And you and I are in sync on Obama and the other things. So thank you. Thank you so much.
That's the concern I have about Biden, too, is he just going to be another Obama where we say, oh, let's let bygones be bygones with Donald Trump. So it's
right.
Concerning.
Right. I mean, if I swear to God, man, if he comes into office and decides he's going to heal the country by pardoning Donald Trump or refusing to prosecute Bill Barr, I'll lose it. That will be almost as damaging as having another 4 years of Donald Trump, because if we simply pretend the last 4 years didn't happen and we don't hold people accountable for this, there'll be nothing to stop the next demagogue. And the next demagogue, I will personally guarantee this, is going to be a hell of a lot smarter than Donald Trump. And I guarantee it because you cannot be any less smart.
And that's such a great point, because if there's any silver lining with Donald Trump is that he's not a very skilled politician.
Yeah. Or, yeah, or just, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, if he had a shred of intelligence and savvy in the political world, it would already be done by now, because really, he's had this blind, rabid faith behind him, and thank God he didn't use it for anything else. Let's go to another call, actually, because we got a lot of folks, and this is a lot of fun. We have David, oh my God, from San Francisco, California. David, how are things on the left coast?
Well, not too darn bad. By the way, what have you done with Matt?
Well, I was going to tie him up and throw him in my trunk, but unfortunately, I don't really have the upper body strength anymore.
Well, you know, I hate to burst some bubbles, but in many ways, San Francisco is a rather conservative city. And it's the fact that we stick to the old American principles of united you stand, divided you, or united we stand, divided we fall, equal justice under the law, and taxation with representation. Now, those are American conservative ideals. Those were the principles that brought America together. And when you start talking about the Klan or the Nazis or the Trumpatistas, they don't believe in any of that. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty clear that, you know, the greed heads in the Trump administration, you know, giving America's management over to the son-in-law like Jared, whose dad's in prison from fraud, don't get me started on the
right.
fact that those people are not conservative. They're organized crime.
Yeah.
And San Francisco, and by the way, if you've ever studied Roy Cohn,
I have.
C-O-H-N.
Oh, Donald Trump's hero
mentor.
And one-time lawyer, yes.
Yeah, and Paul Manafort's mentor, Roger Stone's mentor, Dick Morris's uncle. Roger Stone was the weaselly little jackass that sat next to Joe McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that was giving Joe McCarthy all the bad ideas. He came from a family. His uncle was a judge, and his dad was a bagman for the mob in New York City. He was like a Doogie Howser at law school, and he graduated from law school at like age of 19, and he quickly got elevated by J. Edgar Hoover, or excuse me, by Palmer. I'm mistaking him with J. Edgar Hoover, but he also graduated early, and he got elevated to become Joe McCarthy's lead counsel at the age of like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was the one that gave all of the bad ideas and all of these techniques of smearing people's reputations, going out of his way to create divisiveness in America. This is Roy Cohn's technique, and when you look at Roger Stone and Paul Manafort, these guys ran coups. They, you know, Boko Sesi Sesi and Jonas Savimbi and Marcos of the Philippines. There were six or eight coups that they managed the PR for dictatorships,
mm-hmm.
and then they ran something like six or 11 more coups that failed. So when you start looking at it's bad enough that they ran them out of the country, but now they're running America.
They're doing so, it's a great point. But, you know, you when you started the call, you said the key word, which is were. The conservatives were in favor of the things that you had listed in the first place. And that's what people are still holding on to right now. That's not the case. Just because at one point a conservative meant something. Right now, at this point in time, it is so horribly warped. It is so horribly far from those original thoughts of what being a conservative is that it's unrecognizable.
Right. It's managed. And when you look at the history of how Paul Manafort managed dictatorships, even Wikipedia, look up the Jonas Savimbi part, where Jonas Savimbi was actually, he was African, but he was an adherent of Mao, you know, a Chinese communist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think if it was Newt Gingrich was, through Manafort and Roger Stone's efforts, they got Jonas Savimbi to do a speech in Congress under Newt Gingrich. Under the Republican legislature, they have this Chinese communist guy, an African Chinese communist, come into Washington, D.C., give a speech before Congress, and end up with like $60 million to run a coup in Africa. I mean, this is
These are the bad guys. The bottom line is the bad guys are in charge, and that's why, again, the Republican Party has to be destroyed, because they've allowed this to happen, and it has to be a lesson to other parties and other politicians coming forward. David, thank you so much for the call, and I'm jealous that you're out in San Francisco. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. Let's go to, I think I'm being told that we have a conservative caller.
Randy is like the prodigal son. He hasn't called in months and months. He was one of our frequent callers, and
really?
Now he's back.
I've roused Randy from his slumber. I have awakened the sleeping giant. Randy from Coon Rapids, be kind to me. How are you?
I am doing good. The reason I guess I haven't called is because I usually can't get more than about 4 seconds with Matt McNeil.
Well, thanks for the call, Randy.
Yeah, that's about it.
No, you've got my ear. You've got the airwaves. What are you thinking? Are you a conservative?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question. It's kind of maybe off subject, and it's kind of more for you or for your listeners to look at, because I just saw it, and I don't know what to think of it. And what I saw on Facebook is they showed a picture of George Floyd when they arrested him. He was handcuffed. He was on the curb with the two original arresting officers. In that picture, George Floyd had hair on his head. Now, is this a Photoshop thing? I don't know. But then they show the picture of George Floyd on the pavement with the cop's knee on his neck, and there isn't any hair on his head at all. So I don't know if this is just a...
Oh, brother.
Did this come from an account that started with a Q?
You know, I don't... It was just a Facebook thing, and then I saw it also on Instagram.
But, brother, you know, he died. He was... This is not a staged event. This is not, a misinterpretation. There's video from beginning to end. We have corroborating witnesses. You know, it could be a shadow, could be a hairpiece, anything. And I will tell you, I mean, if you're okay with what happened, that's fine. But, you know, we need to agree on certain facts, certain things that actually happened, if we're going to figure out how we're going to respond to them. And talking about, is this perhaps somehow a different person or something like that, that's not going to help us at all. And I can't support it, my
friend. I've been searching. Yeah, I can't find anything on that. So, yeah, Randy, I'm guessing that's probably doctored in all seriousness.
I would hope that it's not. You know, I don't know how you can find anybody on the planet that looked at that video and thought, well, yeah, that was okay. I mean, that was.
Well, did you see that guy in Arizona, that nasty human being in Arizona? It was all over the Twitterings this morning. Some council person or something, and he's got his mask on, and he's at a rally, and they hand him the microphone, and he obviously practiced this time and again. And he goes to the microphone, and he goes, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And then he takes the mask off. And then everyone starts laughing. And, oh, my God, I can't begin to tell you how horrible a human being you must be in order to try to do that. Have you seen it, Brett?
No, but that just sounds pretty atrocious.
Have you seen it, Randy?
You know, no, I haven't. I mean, I can see the fact because I don't like those masks either. I think you don't breathe very well.
But I agree.
Try to link that to George Floyd not being able to actually get oxygen in his mouth, that is disgusting.
Right.
That is.
And that's what the Conservative Party, that's what the Republican Party has become. That's my point.
I don't condone that at all.
You know, we're going to leave this we're going to leave this on a high note, man. You, you
well,
agreed.
And here's the thing is, just because if I'm a conservative, and that's one thing that drives me nuts, even on both sides, is they think that if you're a progressive or you're conservative, that you agree with everything. Anything that happens on the conservative side, well, you must agree with that because you're conservative. That isn't the case at all. And I'm sure it's the same thing on the progressive side, that there's things they do and you look at it and go, what in the heck were you thinking?
I agree to a certain extent that, you know, it's wrong to simply assume that you know every political position a person has based on a single word. But I will say, and I want you to tell me if you agree with this or not, it is somehow written into the DNA of the Republican Party, maybe because they are always the smaller percentage of the country. They always simply have been. There's never been a Republican majority. But there's always been some kind of willingness to fall in line, to toe the party line, and to be much more in sync with one another than there is on the left. Do you agree with that, or do you think that's wrong?
No, I don't. I mean, I seem to think that the Democrats, they will stick together. I mean, at least that's what it seems like on my side, that they will stick together no matter what the case is. And I think you could make a good argument on the Republican side that they will do that too, which is, it's unfortunate. It'd be nice if we could call,
Statistically, it's proven that Republicans show up in every election. That's why when there's lower turnout, typically they do better because their people show up, while Democrats are a little more wishy-washy on whether they do or not.
Well, let me put it this way, actually. Let me get your thoughts on this. So you guys, Congressman Massey, I believe is how you pronounce it. Do you know this guy? He's out of Kentucky. He's the complete idiot. He demanded that Congress comes back to vote on the economic rescue package in person at the start of the quarantine. He's the guy who locked horns with Kerry over whether a Bachelor of Science in Political Science means that he's a scientist or not. I mean, this guy is literally as dumb a human being as sits in Congress. And yet he won 88% of the Republican primary vote in Kentucky yesterday, whereas Amy McGrath, who was the hands-on favorite and doing very well as a potential opponent of Mitch McConnell, Amy had a challenger who very well may win. So the Democrats split against the biggest prize that you could have hoped short of the presidency, and Republicans fell in line behind a man who is quite honestly intellectually inferior to a, I don't know, warthog?
I guess I'm not too familiar with who he is.
But. Oh, dude, seriously, I love this. Please, do me this giant favor and go check that out, M-A-S-S-I-E.
Yeah.
And you're just going
to... sounds intriguing.
Oh, I love it. All right, Randy, I'm glad you called. Thank you for hopping back on with AM 950. We should do our last break, and then, you know, we got Mark from Fridley, who's been very patiently waiting, and we're filled up after that. But we can squeeze Mark in when we come back from the break, and then, I don't know, maybe I'll rant about something else if I have it in me. This is the Matt McNeil Show.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you...
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual service special. Every stove, insert, and fireplace needs maintenance. Get it done now and save $40. You'll be ready to fire up before the cold weather hits again. From 94, take the Riverside Avenue exit and go to 2901 East Franklin Avenue. See the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of clean-burning, reliable, and environmentally smart stoves and fireplaces.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, owner of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We have the equipment and the know-how to supply, install, and maintain stoves and fireplaces. Contact us by email, service@woodlandstoves.com, or by phone, 612-338-6606, and take advantage of our spring cleaning and maintenance special. We are online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces invites you to visit weekdays 9:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9:30 to 4. You'll find an uncrowded and comfortable social space to learn about Woodland's many indoor and outdoor fireplace products.
When you're drinking, when you're drinking, the show looks good to you. When you're drinking, you get stinking. It helps your point of view.
Oh, Brett, you know me so well. You could not have picked a better track.
It's a good song. Anything with Dean Martin.
I love Dean Martin.
I know you're a Sinatra guy, but Dean Martin's good, too.
You know what? I hate to say this. So here's the deal. All right, yeah, Sinatra was better as a singer and a performer. But Dean Martin was a better human being, and sometimes his music just scratches the itch that cannot be scratched by Sinatra. Maybe it's just so – I think the Italian term is fragissimo, which is essentially the Italian art of not giving a damn and that kind of cool Rat Pack attitude that – frankly, was Dean Martin and was not Frank Sinatra, who was a very high-strung fella. We got only a couple of quick minutes, and Mark from Fridley has been really patient, so I want to give him a second. Mark, how are you, my friend?
Good, buddy, and you did a great job this week. And I just, in the military, we call this spray and pray. So everybody hang on. This is what I'm going to do. I got two solutions for you. If you want to fly the Confederate flag, go ahead and do it as long as you fly the other Confederate flag on top of it.
The white one? Yep.
The second, we should have a third column in the November presidential elections for none of the above. And I think that what's really, and I predicted this a year ago, I think actually Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee in November. And I think that Joe Biden will drop out for health and medical reasons, and the alternative might be Michelle Obama. you're talking about Barack Obama. Ed Schultz would be running for president right now had he not had his, air quote, heart attack. And he would have been a progressive, and he would have been a great candidate. And I know I was on his show once a week, and I was the only non-national news reporter that was allowed on the show once a week until I started becoming critical of Barack Obama after he got elected. Barack Obama is politics 101, and neither party has a monopoly on corruption and collusion, but politics 101 is, first, sound and look authentic and sincere. Number two is promise everything and deliver nothing. And when Barack Obama started off, you know, hitting the street saying that we need to look forward and not backward with respect to the investigations for the 9/11 crimes and the wars, you knew that the fix was in. Then he brought back Eric Holder. He brought back Larry Summers. He brought back Robert Rubin, all the former Clintonites. So he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And the thing with Joe Biden is, how can anybody not think he's a wolf in sheep's clothing when, in fact, he was the one that eulogized a senator called Robert Byrd, who was bragging about being an active member of the KKK, and Joe Biden actually eulogized Joe Biden. And
Did Byrd recant, or am I thinking of Wallace?
Byrd never recanted. And if he would have, it would have been a deathbed confession, and that, you know, you confess after you got caught or you're in a foxhole.
Yeah.
And so, and then I want to give you a summer drink.
Ooh.
This is my go-to.
Hit me.
Bombay Sapphire 7 and lemon.
Bombay Sapphire 7 and lemon.
It is wonderful. It's refreshing. And, you know, so give that a shot.
I will give that a shot. That does sound refreshing. That is outstanding. You know, do you ever listen to Drink in the Style on the weekends?
No, I don't.
I like you a lot. We agree on almost everything, and you're an honest man, so I really appreciate that. You know, you should, if you get a chance, tune in, because I've got a guy named Dan Newkirk who mixes cocktails on the show, and he is just a phenomenal bartender and a phenomenal, well, we call him a coctologist on the show. Dude, you were a great final caller during my guest run here on the Matt McNeil Show, so thank you for calling in, and thank you to everyone else who is listening. This has been a phenomenal week for me. I hope that I entertained and informed and at least sparked some thoughts with you guys. This is Gregory Rich signing off on the Matt McNeil Show. Stay well, everybody.